What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Hey, and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles, and Peter, just sort of pick up where you left off.
Well, I'd like to hear your take on this, but in my assessment, Senate Bill 1 will pass, and Trump will sign it. Do you believe he'll sign that, Michael?
I'm afraid that you're right. I mean, Trump is totally pro-Israel. He's got no sympathy whatsoever from the Palestinians. We're hearing that this deal of the century that's about to be unveiled is just totally one-sided, Trump doesn't see why any concerns ought to be given to the Palestinians' needs and wants. He's basically, I think the goal is to literally starve the Palestinians into accepting this agreement, which, among other things, requires them to surrender their right of return, which was guaranteed to them both by the United Nations and even by Israel itself when it was first created. And that's what they've been clinging to for all these years. They have a right, recognized right, to return to their homes and villages. Israel wants to take that away, and I think Trump is going to help him do it.
You know, I guess my personal litmus test for the Palestinian cause is that, because there's a lot of the opposition, like, is controlled. And, you know, if I were a Palestinian, I wouldn't want a bunch of Jewish people creating the narrative for, you know, their struggle. But, you know, there's quite a few of them. And some of them, a lot of them I'm a member of. Jewish Voice for Peace, the Pink, whatever they are, Pink, you know what I'm talking about.
The ladies,
yeah, and they do good work, but the litmus test is, and very few of them ever say it, is what do they think about the right of return? Now, they're for liberalizing and ending some of the brutality, but a lot of them totally avoid that, and they won't even get into the fact of, you know, a right of return, which is the core of it, in my opinion.
Yes,
but Mike, I wanted to ask you also about this David Duke thing. And I'm not even sure if David Duke is aware how toxic that he is. Maybe he is. I have a feeling this was, like what you say, this is a calculated way to besmirch Tulsi Gabbard.
I think so. And I have to wonder who put him up to it. Or maybe somebody hacked his Twitter account. And he isn't even aware that it's happened yet. But I really do think this was the first of many attacks on Tulsi Gabbard as a candidate.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing that drives people nuts about the opposition to Tulsi Gabbard is that she met with Assad. And
yes,
it's the neocons who are really against her, and it makes it very hard for them to attack her, the fact that she's an Iraq veteran and a major in the whatever service she was in. I know she was a major. But I want to point out one more thing to the audience here. David Duke is being vilified and all that stuff, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff. But, you know, my wife is black, my child is mixed, so there's a lot of things that I don't agree with David Duke about, but it didn't seem to matter when Robert Byrd of West Virginia, Democratic Senator Robert Byrd, who was, a grand dragon of the Ku Klux Klan and rose the great heights of seniority in the Democratic Party. And by the way, Hillary Clinton declared him her mentor. And gave the eulogy at his funeral. And this guy was the goddamn grand dragon of the Ku Klux Klan. But nobody brings that up. And the fact that there was Hillary eulogizing him and saying what a great American he was. But you know, David Duke is vilified, and Tulsi Gabbard is going to have to bear the baggage of something she didn't even look to get from David Duke. So,
well, I think this is going to blow over very quickly because she did the right thing. She immediately turned him down and said, "I reject your endorsement." And you know, that was the smart move for her to make.
Yeah, I like Gabbard. I wish she were pro-Second Amendment. I definitely agree with Mark on that. But I'm going to vote for it. But you never know what you're going to get. I mean, look what we got with Trump, and he's everything that we didn't think that he was.
That's true, and I'm not sure I'm ready to go through another disappointment here. But, again, if I'd like to see Tulsi get ahead. And, of course, we're a long way away from primary season. Right now she's in the fundraising part of her campaign, trying to raise the money to make a run. Anyway, Peter, we're going to let you go. We're going to switch over to Danielle in Louisiana. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Good afternoon, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Thank you. So I'm from Louisiana, and mm-hmm. I'm, you know, just a mom. I don't follow politics much, but I have following the David Duke Twitter feed lately because everyone's been talking about him. And it seems like he's only interested in Tulsi Gabbard because she's against Saudi's war for Israel. And not that he agrees with her gun control or her open borders policy, but I can get behind that. And I don't think that he's very bad for her because, after all, he came out for Trump and Trump won.
Well, again, I think it was a deliberate effort by somebody to tarnish Tulsi Gabbard and basically derail her campaign right from the starting gate. So, Danielle, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Have a good evening. And we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Pardon me. And again, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to Venezuela, and here comes the payoff. One, Guaido will open up Venezuelan oil to foreign companies. And basically just underscores that this was really always about the oil. Now, Venezuela, under Maduro, under Hugo Chavez, oil was a national asset. The country and the people owned the oil. And U.S. oil companies were just lusting for it. And now it looks like it's in the offing, and Guaido is already acting like he's in charge. But Guaido's representative in Washington, Carlos Vecchio, told Bloomberg that the opposition leader wanted to increase oil production and scrap current requirements that state-owned oil giant PDVSA must keep a controlling stake in joint ventures. Currently, PDVSA must maintain a 51% stake in joint projects. They want to take that away. So the U.S. companies, or the foreign companies, would be in control. So it's about the oil, it's about the oil money, about what money the oil is sold for. It's about literally stripping the wealth of yet another nation to enrich the West. Okay. Now, a little bit of an interesting development, and it may indicate the way this intervention is going to go. Apparently, Venezuelan authorities found a cache of weapons delivered from the United States. They were discovered at the storage yard of Arturo Michelena International Airport in the Venezuelan city of Valencia. The stash included at least 19 rifles and 118 magazines, high-caliber ammunition, as well as 90 radios, 6 mobile phones, and was most likely sent from Miami. And they're trying to find out with the intended recipient of the shipment. Who that was going to be. Now, obviously, that's not enough weapons to mount a full-on front-to-front war. So it looks like they're trying the Syria gambit. They're going to find opposition groups and arm them and let them take down Maduro for the United States. Remember that botched assassination attempt with the drones a while back? Anyway. Venezuelan opposition lawmaker Henry Ramos Alup basically said earlier today that the National Assembly is under threat of an armed takeover by Venezuela's government forces. I think this is most likely Bex. But he's claiming that in the past, the Venezuelan armed forces had repeatedly invaded what he describes as the territory of the legislative authority, claiming that they shot and even seriously injured several deputies. There's no confirmation of that. Meanwhile, Venezuela, is starting to redirect oil exports intended for the U.S. to Europe and Asian markets. And Maduro basically came on out and said, we're facing these new illegal sanctions from the U.S. We were exporting about 500,000 barrels per day to the United States. They're now going to be redirected to other customers in Europe and Asia because Washington sanctions apply only to U.S. entities. Well, Washington clearly does not agree with that. All right, let's take a phone call here. Charles in St. Petersburg, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. The people are saying that Dave Duke endorsed Tulsi Gabbard. He said just what the woman, the caller from Louisiana, said, that she was for open borders and was a gun grabber and didn't totally endorse her, just endorsing her
He basically tweeted on out and said, we're finally going to have a presidential candidate who really is truly for the people. And that was the one that Tulsi responded to. And,
oh, okay. I heard him on the radio. I thought that's what he said. You're quoting.
Okay.
From
well,
what
if he was on the radio,
out.
Then, you know, he may have thought he was helping her. And, you know, he may have thought that because his KKK
right.
days are so long ago, you know, they would
right.
have been forgotten. But in our current political climate,
yeah.
everybody is digging back decades to find pictures of people in blackface or some other little nonsensical thing that can be used as
right,
a weapon.
Right, that's true. But, that's what I would say about Tulsi Gabbard myself. She's a gun grabber and with wide open borders, so I couldn't endorse. Not that I could endorse anybody, but have you ever thought of having Gilad Atzmon on, the Israeli dissident? I like a
he's
lot
been
of
on the
things.
Show. He's been on the show a couple
he
of times.
He has been. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. He's very interesting what he says. I didn't mean to get off the subject. But.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm concerned about Tulsi's views on gun grabbing. I don't know how open border she is. You know, she may be
right.
coming from the perspective that Hawaii is an example of how people from many different races and religions can live together and get along just fine, as long as you don't have
sure.
political opportunists out there trying to flog up the hate.
Well, doesn't the Democratic Party in Hawaii, isn't it completely controlled by Japanese? I had a friend of mine that grew up in Hawaii, and he said the Chinese have been completely driven out by the Japanese. I, not that I don't like Japanese people. I admire their culture. But in the Democratic Party in Hawaii is just a vehicle for Japanese irredentism.
I'm going to have to say I don't actually know. I mean, there are some political rivalries between various groups like the Chinese and the Japanese and so forth. But it's handled in a very civilized manner. So I imagine that just by going to the Democratic Party of Hawaii's website and looking at the list of names of people who are like on the board of directors, you might get an accurate picture of what's going on.
Yeah, but it used to be, I understand that the Chinese were some of the big businessmen were rivals to the Japanese, and they openly didn't like each other. You know, you would go in a
well. There's been
Chinese
a historical animosity, pretty much all
there.
Along, just like there is in China and Japan today, and the same thing, with the Koreans. They came in with this historical animosity, but over time, you know, it has reduced. So it can
right.
be made to work. Anyway, Charles, thanks an awful lot for the
okay,
phone call.
Okay, well, thank you.
We're going to let you go. Getting on back to the news of Venezuela. Apparently, Max Blumenthal went to Capitol Hill with a camera in tow and interviewed people about this U.S.-led regime change effort in Venezuela. And as he found out both with Libya, Syria, and Ukraine before, the greater the hawkishness, the greater the ignorance. In other words, the more that people knew about these countries and what was going on, the less war-like they were. And the people who were just totally for war, they don't care. They're not finding out what's going on. They think war is the solution to whatever they think is wrong. So Blumenthal confronted congressional members who admitted to U.S. meddling in the Latin American country, but described it as good meddling. And that's the new term of craft. Yes, it's meddling. We obviously were meddling, but it's good meddling. You know, our meddling is good. Russian meddling is bad. If you believe that, when I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. Over in Afghanistan, actually it's up in Moscow, Taliban and Afghan delegates are negotiating an end to the 18-year-old war. The talks in Moscow were boycotted by the U.S.-backed government in Kabul. President Ashraf Ghani is boycotting the tasks because apparently he's rejected the Taliban's key condition for peace, which is that all foreign troops have to leave Afghanistan. So he's serving his U.S. masters there as well. Okay, now here is an interesting thing. We have been hearing on the corporate media that Trump says U.S. forces are going to leave Syria. But apparently the Pentagon is still sending forces in. They sent in additional troops, they said, to help guide the existing troops out, which I'm not buying. They all have GPS and compasses. And apparently large amounts of weapons are being sent on in. Now we're getting another report. This one is coming from Press TV that members of the Jabhat Fateh al-Sham Takfiri terrorist group, formerly known as al-Nusra, have moved barrels with banned chlorine to a town in Syria's militant-held northwest province of Idlib, using vehicles of the so-called White Helmets Civil Defense Group. Apparently, they have two of these containers, and they were using ambulances, and it looks like they're getting prepared for a false flag chemical weapon attack to blame on Abbas. This dovetails with an announcement that Trump just made on TV that next week there'll be a major announcement regarding the fight with ISIS. So the stage is set for ISIS to carry out this horrendous chemical weapon attack. And then the Pentagon gets to grab all that money from you and send all those kids and equipment back into Syria. And they're going pretty much everywhere right now. Apparently, the U.S. Has been having military drills in Greece. And Washington and Athens last year agreed to deploy U.S. drones to the Larissa Air Force Base in Greece. The Allies are currently considering deploying U.S. F-35 fighter jets to a base in the Greek city of Volos. And clearly, the United States is expanding its military presence in Greece. Well, I think Greece ought to remember what happened the last time they allowed a foreign military to get a foothold in their country. And it didn't work out all that well. Meanwhile, apparently large barges with American tanks were floating down the Rhine River en route to Eastern Europe, as part of Operation Atlantic Resolve. This is a NATO push to force Russia into submission. Moscow shows no signs of being worried. Oh, it's getting very, very serious over there. This could wind up easily in a shooting war. I don't see Russia just capitulating and saying, yes, we'll use the dollar, and yes, we'll discount the vodka, and yes, so forth and so on. All right. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And over in Great Britain, the home where the Skripals lived, or at least Sergei did, is going to be partially demolished and rebuilt, supposedly as part of decontamination, or maybe there's some evidence there that cannot be allowed to be seen, because this whole story has just been incredibly flaky. And we've caught the media lying so many times about the timeline, the chain of events. But according to Russia Insider, there's evidence mounting that Sergei may have accidentally poisoned himself. Now, it's kind of hard to know what's going on, but Yulia and Sergei fell ill in the middle of town. They did not go back to the house, so they couldn't touch the doorknob, which is where we're told the Novichok was applied. So, again, there's so many holes in that story. Okay, let's get some more news here. Okay, France has fired a nuclear-capable test missile in a rare show while Russia and the U.S. feud over the INF treaty. And they launched this from a fighter jet. And notice nobody in the media is making a big stink about, oh my goodness, they've got nuclear-capable missiles like North Korea. We've got to do something about it. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Joe in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I watched the State of the Union last night, and I thought Trump would just knock it out of the park. I mean, he's never going to get the lefties to vote for him, but as far as the appealing to independents, I think he did wonderfully. He's showing mm-hmm. that it's the Democrats that are the radicals of bringing up socialism and infanticide was wonderful. I've never seen a president bring up abortion like that at a State of the Union speech. And I'm delighted because I never really thought, you know, I thought Trump was just doing lip service to the life community. But he's really been a very strong advocate of the pro-life position. And to me, it's one of the best surprises of Trump. Because I thought, well, he's a New York billionaire. He's just saying that to get votes from the evangelicals. But he's really going to bat for the pro-life people a lot more than the Bushes did and even more than Reagan did. So I was really pleased by that. The other thing I noticed was Pence. I was watching Pence, and he stood up for every applause line except for two. And the two that he didn't stand up for was getting out of Syria and getting out of Afghanistan. And I thought it was really interesting because, you know, he's a big butt kisser, you know, and he's a sycophant. And to see that was telling me that as big of a sycophant that he is, he's more of a sycophant to the military-industrial complex than he is to his own president. And it was alarming. I noticed the second time, because I was watching, I go, I bet you he doesn't stand up. And the second time they did it, it was more of a panned out view of it. So you could see that he didn't get up, but it was like, you know, whoever was operating the camera was, I thought, did a very good job. But at certain, you know, I wish he would have went more in on that one, because it was very obvious that Trump, you know, like I said, every applause line in the whole speech, Pence was the first one up, but not those two. So that tells you where his loyalties are, and Trump better watch his back as far as Pence, but I think we all know that. But the other thing, this whole women wearing white, I mean, that was the most ridiculous thing. You know, I spent a lot of time going to Thailand, and a lot of times, like, the bar girls there, they'll have a theme night. They'll all wear white, or they'll all wear blue, or they'll all wear green. And it just reminded me of that. But what was interesting to me was Sheila Jackson Lee was there, and she's wearing the white. And here's a woman that one of her interns came to her about being raped by a staffer.
Yes.
And she fired her. This is the same woman that was giving notes to the Lazy Ford's lawyers during the Kavanaugh hearings. And here she is. It's just the Democrats are such a party of hypocrites. It's and they have no shame. I mean, you'd think somebody would tell her, like, to just go away. Don't be seen on the camera. But I guess they figure people don't have any recollection or memory. It's like these guys in Virginia. Where do they get these people from? I mean, I'm not, like, a kind of guy that's, like, hard on people is having fun. But who really, I mean, and I grew up in the same era as these guys. None of my friends put on blackface. None. I mean, what is the urge to put on blackface with these people? I mean, whether it's overreacting or not, I just don't understand, like, college kids.
30 to 40 years ago, you know, it wasn't considered objectionable if it was just part of a disguise. I mean, you know, that was back when Song of the South was still seen in the movie theaters. That's now been banned. But whether or not you agree with the wearing of blackface or not, my point is we've reached a stage where people are digging into everybody's past 30, 40, 50 years ago, trying to find anything that can be used as a weapon. And I think it's ridiculous. Can we stay in the present and deal with the present problems? That's what I want to do. Anyway, Joe, got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Huh. homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones to D in Ohio. Aloha, D. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I forgot my question. Now, I know I sound mentally handicapped. That's because I was in a wreck and I had a stroke. Well, and then I laid in a coma 5 months.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Yeah. And it killed my son, my cousin. I was the only one that lived.
I am really sorry to hear that. That is a very sad story.
What I wanted to ask, I think, is what are we going to do about all this?
Well, you mean all the government corruption and everything? I think that the U.S. government is heading toward a Soviet Union-style collapse, and we just need to wait it on out and be prepared to rebuild our country the way we want it to be. On the other side. And the example I like to use is the former Soviet Union versus the modern Russian republics.
Well,
It sounds to me like you've got a delay on the speaker there. Anyway, Dee, please feel better. Feel better. I hope you get well.
I feel good as it is.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Just get better, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to John in Austin. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just got home a few minutes ago, and I just caught you talking about the Skripals.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, basically, the gist is that a portion of the home is going to be demolished and rebuilt, supposedly for decontamination.
Yeah. Now, I know I've heard you a couple of times on Richie Allen's show. Now, if you go to Richie Allen's YouTube channel and look for Tuesday, January the 22nd of this year.
Yep.
He's got a great story about the Skripals case. I don't want to start telling you bit by bit because I couldn't do as good a job. You'd enjoy it much more listening to him talking about it. It's a fantastic story.
Okay, what was the date of that show?
Tuesday, January the 22nd.
All righty, I will definitely take a look at it later today.
Okie dokie. Cheers, man.
All right, thanks an awful lot. The phone lines are now empty. Getting on back to France, as part of his effort to placate the Yellow Vests, Macron is allowing the first referendum in 14 years to be held, probably in May. But he is not going to put the question of resignation up for the French referendum. Now, one of the questions the French would be asked is whether they want to reduce the number of national lawmakers. This is a campaign pledged by Macron, as well as whether they favor imposing term limits on legislators. So the Yellow Vest protest did have an effect. They didn't get everything that they wanted, but they did bring about change. And they did so, for the most part, without a lot of violence. Okay, here's your daily booga booga. This is out of Russia Today, and it's asking, is Russia planning to invade Sweden, or is British media spreading more baseless hysteria? And I come down on the side of the baseless hysteria. But the article is saying that two of Britain's leading newspapers are running these delirious headlines, warning of a potential Russian assault on neutral Sweden. The Telegraph came on out saying Sweden's first new conscripts prepare to repel Russian invaders. And then the Daily Mail said first Swedish conscripts in a decade begin training to defeat a Russian invasion. Sounds scary, doesn't it? Actually sounds rather coordinated. So what's really going on here? Okay, well, it may be to try and scare Sweden into finally merging with NATO, because Sweden is neutral. They don't belong to NATO. They didn't belong to the Warsaw Pact. But there is definitely a lot of people inside NATO who would like to drag Sweden in. And this may be part of the propaganda campaign to get Sweden to go along with that here. Over in Russia, and I'm not sure what this portends, but apparently there have been numerous evacuations in the Moscow area triggered by anonymous bomb threats. No actual bombs yet, but they just got this massive wave of these anonymous bomb threats by telephone and email. And to err on the side of caution, buildings were being emptied. So is this part of an early destabilization campaign against Putin? I don't know here. Okay. CNN actually did their job, and they came out with a report late Monday in which they confirmed that the Saudis have sold or freely given American weapons to Al-Qaeda fighters and other militia groups that have helped create the world's worst humanitarian crisis. This is in Yemen. The U.S. is sending the Saudis weapons. The Saudis are giving them to Al-Qaeda and hardline Salafi militias and other factions waging war. And the guns basically have become a form of currency to buy the loyalties of militias or tribes. So it's another reason for the United States to quit this relationship with Saudi Arabia. Because after whatever happens in Yemen is over one way or the other, those al-Qaeda people are still going to be there with those U.S. weapons. And we've seen this in U.S. foreign policy so many times, where they'll do something to solve an immediate problem, and they don't realize, they don't think about how is this going to play out down the road? What will be the blowback? And here we're seeing the blowback start. Al-Qaeda getting these U.S.-made weapons here. Now, Mike Pompeo is out there announcing that several countries will be part of an alliance against Iran. And he made the announcement, today, that several Middle East countries would soon announce plans to take part in a NATO-type alliance to counter Iran. He said that the negotiations regarding the matter are continuing to advance, and added that participants will develop an outline that is not reactive. Pompeo said, we'll develop a strategic framework which will keep the Middle East more stable in the years to come. I know how to make the Middle East stable. Stop mucking about with people's countries. That's where all the instability is coming from. Ridiculous. Okay, down in Israel, they're coming up on their elections, and the polls are showing a rather surprise that the Jewish left is in decline. And basically, the Zionist left parties have all but disappeared. And what set it off was the arrival of General Benny Gantz, also known as the Butcher of Gaza, at the head of a new party. Now, Gantz is actually campaigning on the carnage he inflicted on Gaza in the 2014 massacre known as Protective Edge. And he's running under two slogans, Israel before everything and neither left nor right. So he's trying to be a centrist. And apparently he is shot to over 20 seats in the polls. And right now is just slightly ahead of Netanyahu to be the next prime minister, which will not be a good thing for the Palestinians. Now, remember last week we were reporting on how the United Nations had called on Israel to roll back on these attacks on Palestinian schools, which were called educational interference, where the Israelis will stop teachers at checkpoints. They'll basically go into the schools. They'll sometimes shoot into the schools. And, of course, it makes a calm learning environment all but impossible, which appears to be the objective. Well, proving that Israel does not listen to the United Nations, according to this story in Electronic Intifada, Israel has now stepped up the attacks on Palestinian schools. And apparently, Israeli occupation forces last week shot three secondary school students, critically injuring two of them. They're just shooting them. It's not like these secondary schools represented a threat. Israeli settlers have vandalized a mosque with Hebrew language graffiti. This happened on Monday. This happened in the occupied West Bank village of Deir Dibwan near Ramallah. Settlers also poured flammable material on the shoe rack placed at the entrance of the mosque. And among the slogans that were written on the mosque, here they incite to murder Jews and the Jewish nation lives. Can't we all just get along here? All right. As we mentioned earlier in the show, Senate Bill 1 was finally voted through. It passed 77-23, which means a lot of arms got twisted. And it contains the Combating BDS Act, along with more money and military support for Israel. And the Combating BDS Act encourages states to pass laws that authorize economic punishments against those who support the boycott of Israel. Now, this is primarily aimed at businesses, and the way it works is very simple. If you refuse to sign a loyalty oath to Israel, you cannot get a state contract. It's economic blackmail. And it means that the people of those states, as I mentioned before, may not be getting the best value for their tax dollars, because only the companies that are loyal to Israel are taking part in the bidding. So the Senate just passed a bill that effectively tramples on the First Amendment. The House should refuse to take it up, but I'm pretty sure that they will. Now, the ACLU is leading opposition to the bill, and I have a feeling the ACLU might be the body that will take it to the Supreme Court. And this is very, very dangerous. If they carve out an Israel exception to the First Amendment, then next it'll be vaccines and GMO and who knows what all else. We're going to take a phone call. James in Tokyo, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hawaii, Michael. Hawaii. We're the place where you and Claire are living your glorious lives in the older age. My boy just went to Hawaii.
Yes.
For 10 days. And Honolulu and Waikiki, and he loved it. I don't know why you want to go to Ohio.
Well, we've lived here long enough where we've seen everything. You know, it's a small place, and we've already been to Sea Life Park, and we've already been to the Waikiki Aquarium, and we've already, you know, been to all the hotels. And the other reason, of course, is if we are really getting to a point of risking a war against Russia and China, this island's going to be a target. Now, the reason we're talking about going to someplace like Indiana or New England is because we have family there, which we don't have here. I mean, we FaceTime with them, you know, all the time. But we'd like to be close to some of the families and watch, you know, the nieces and nephews grow up.
Well, I understand, yeah, for sure, that you want to be close to family. And that's the reason
this place
I've been
is expensive.
Tokyo.
Even with the combined discount, it's expensive here.
Yeah, I've been in Tokyo for so long because just to be near my family, my two boys. But my son went to Honolulu and Waikiki, and he's like, man, Dad, this is like an amazing place. And he's showing me pictures and this and that. And he's like, but I don't think this is the real America where I am. He's just there for like modeling job for like 10 days. And but he's like, yeah, it's just too nice, too beautiful, and too expensive. And I was just like thinking of you, and you know, but he,
yeah,
unfortunately he's not really into your stuff, like the alternative media like I am, and he doesn't consider you like an idol like I do. And so I didn't hook you two guys up, but anyway, I just wanted to tell you that he had a really great impression of where you are, and that's all.
Well,
take care, Mike.
I'm glad he did. I'm glad he was happy. I'm glad he had a really good time. You need to understand that all of Hawaii does not look like Waikiki and Honolulu. On this island, take a drive up the leeward side. It's very third world over there. The roads are seriously deteriorated. We don't actually live in either Honolulu or Waikiki. We're a little bit further west of that. We live right by the edge of Pearl Harbor. Anyway, James, I'm going to let you go, and let's switch over to Robert in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike. How are you?
Fine.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm sure you get that question so much. I'm sorry. It's just the way I usually start a conversation.
Yeah,
I hope Claire is doing well.
Yeah, Claire is doing better. Claire is doing better.
Yeah, you haven't mentioned her much just lately, so I figured she was up and around. I'm glad that that last medical thing went well. I'm kind of surprised they just couldn't find anything. That was interesting.
Well, they've ordered another MRI to just double-check that whatever was there really, really is gone. But, you know, right now it's really about pain management and, you know, yeah, Claire not trying to do housework or anything like that. But she is doing a lot better.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. That wasn't the purpose of my phone call, but I was kind of curious. I just, you know, I care about you guys. I don't consider you an idol, Mike, but you are kind of a mentor to me. And I hate to be a bad Rivero Ranger, but I missed the first hour today. I was trying to hurry up and get home from work. And I don't know whether you guys discussed or not this yellow vest thing over there in France, but it's been getting a little weird. What are they on? They're going towards their 13th week, aren't they now?
Yeah, I think they are. And they're getting concessions from Macron. They're going to have a referendum in May, the first French referendum in 14 years. And there are going to be some serious things on there, like reducing the number of lawmakers.
That's exactly why I was bringing it up. You know, they're finally getting some concessions. You know, the hard part for me to soak in, and especially being stuck out here in California, and Mike, I'm not from California. I just happen to be here. And, you know, the more I look at things, the more I'm you have music coming. Do you want to hold me over or do you want me to go?
Yeah, I'm going to hold you over. Stay on the line. We'll be right back.
All right.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Robert in California. And Robert, can you just sort of pick up where you left off?
Sure, yeah. I'm glad there was a break. It kind of let me have a minute to wrap my head around this whole thing. So let me just get it all out in one piece. You know, I'm looking at the yellow vest thing over in France. I don't want to call it a thing. Let's not belittle it. But, you know, I'm looking at the movement over there, and I'm reflecting on the parallels here in America. We're looking at a lot of the same political problems, but I don't see anybody over here doing anything about it. And the thing that scares me the most...
That's because the corporate media isn't showing it. There have been yellow vest protests here in the United States of America, about 25 of them so far. But the corporate media is not going to report it because they don't want the slaves to get uppity ideas.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right, Mike. I've been keeping up on it, and I've seen some of the yellow vest things going on here in our country. But the thing that really confuses me is why we've got such cognitive dissonance going on in this country. I mean, there are so many people right now so willing to be distracted that they're not watching this freight train coming at them. And it kind of scares me.
Well, that may be part of the problem. They're seeing an epic disaster on its way, and there's nothing they can do about it. And so it's off to the bread and circuses.
Well, yeah, no, I get that. But, you know, the thing that really got me was how that we're going into week 13 with the yellow vest protest, and it took literally 3 months before Macron started actually making some acquiescence. And I don't know if the American populace actually has it in them to keep it up for 13 weeks. I do believe at this point with globalism, the way they're putting their claws in all of us, I think that's what it's going to take. And I don't know if we have it.
Well,
I'd like to hope I'm wrong.
I'm seeing more and more of the younger generation who are getting upset and angry about what's going on because they're starting to look at the world that is being prepared for them to live in, and it's not a very pleasant picture. Not to mention, of course, all the wars and the looming possibility of a military draft.
Yeah, this military conflict overseas thing, it really gets to me. I was in the Navy, and, you know, Mike, I can tell you one thing for sure. We have no right, we have no reason, we have no legitimate authority to be over there playing puppet in third world countries, killing children for the sake of better oil prices. It's just not right, it's not fair, and it's not appropriate. You don't even need to be a Christian to understand the common sense value of why that's wrong.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And more people are basically expressing the same sentiment. It's none of our business what's going on in Venezuela. If U.S. oil companies want Venezuelan oil, let them buy it. But unfortunately,
did you see how much money we just spent militarily over in just Afghanistan and Syria last year?
Huge amounts of money, but it was, you know, the low cost.
It was over $50 billion. I don't remember the exact number, but it was over $50 billion with a B. So, saying, I'm going to let you go, but, you know, let's reflect on that.
Station identification. Thanks an awful lot. We'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health.
Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.